Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, joining us in 30 minutes to talk about a host of issues, the economy, inside info on the BP spill. Kurt Nemo's got an article up on Infowars.com. And it shows video from CBS News of private BP contractors backed up by the Coast Guard saying that CBS News can't go to public beaches and shoot video of the oil. I mean, that's tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. That's the American people being shoved around like this is a third world nation. That's all coming up as well, plus the latest on Rand Paul and incumbents being thrown out in primaries all over the United States. Very exciting information. Michael in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, you know, I am a PPTV member, and you know what? I'm proud of it. And I wanted to say something that was coincidental. You had mentioned on one of the videos that on 33rd and Liberty is where they started that cannon. I thought that was interesting.
Started the cannon, film.
Yeah, the sonic wave cannon. They started their assault on our Liberty, on Liberty, and 33rd, with that numerology you were talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about at the G20.
Right, right. Now, I'm going to lead into Mexico, up to Mexico, but I want to say, too, that my wife was questioning me, and I was like, you have so much information, and I would like to know the percentage. I know that like 20% were loyalists in the revolution, and so we had some French here and some neutrals, and you had said 5% of. Where can I find that information?
Information?
On how many actually were fighting in the revolution?
For Texas?
No, for the colonies back in 1776.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my line to you was breaking up when you asked the question, so ask it again.
Oh, okay. My question is the percentage of people that were in the Revolutionary War for our side.
Oh, it's in a lot of history books. They debate the number. Something like 1% or 2% got things started, about 3% to 4%, depending on what historical text you look at. Were involved in the early stages of the war once it began in 1775. It really began in 1775, not July 4th, 1776. That was the unanimous declaration. And then by the end, maybe 6, 7, 8%. But I don't have those historical texts in front of me, but it's widely accepted historical fact and is in the reports of the time. It's in the British dispatches, what the British were estimating. Most people were neutral. And then around 20% were Tories or loyal to the crown. So basically, to simplify it, 5% beat the 20% that supported the crown.
Hey, thank you. And then I have one more comment. We got to have volunteers to start piling up rocks on the border and pile them so high that it'd be hard to get across.
Well, you know, it's a 2,000-plus-mile border, and there's a lot of private property issues. And, I mean, can you imagine trying to haul in the rocks for that? People would just remove the rocks and climb over. We need to put pressure on the Mexican government that's collapsed to stop using the United States as a steam valve and plus sending in masses of people from Mexico who then send their money back to Mexico that basically supports the corrupt government. And we need to cut off all the U.S. aid to Mexico, the tens of billions of dollars a year of taxpayer money that's going into that country. But does it anger you to see the Mexican president up here invoking and calling on 30 million illegals as his political weapon inside our nation? I mean, that's a military attack.
Right. I mean, it's righteous anger, I believe, because I believe in God, and our country was founded under God, and the gods that I believe are in charge here. I mean, I was just listening to a link that you had that was talking the man with the tattoo on his neck, and what's amazing is that they're practicing Baal worship, and I knew about the Moloch stuff.
Well, we're out of time. We're out of time for this segment. We'll come back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me do a big news blitz right now. This is out of KTVU Television. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to get more into it now. UC Berkeley asking incoming students for DNA. Now, you see an article like this by itself, and it's already very serious, but when you know Bill Clinton signed an executive order back in 1994 that we cover in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, where they said that in the future, it's on the books, they're just not enforcing it, you will give a DNA sample to get a driver's license. And then, of course, it's now mainstream news that for almost 40 years, 38 years and counting, all over the Western world, part of a UN secret program, that's how secretive and corrupt and out of control the government is, blood has been taken from babies and put in a UN/DNA IBM Pentagon database system. And that, of course, is now mainstream news. People just a few months ago were shocked, calling me in mass and emailing me saying, I thought you were lying all those years about this. I mean, we were posting the government documents. I was having congressmen on about it. I was having lawmakers from Australia on. I mean, this is worldwide. We don't make things up. Well, now if you want to go to college, you're going to have to give DNA. And all over the country in the last 3 years, the feds are paying with federal grants for warrantless checkpoints where they take your blood. That's another key article Kurt Nemo's got up. Prison time for pot smoking. And the new federal guidelines to the states say if they want federal law enforcement money, they need to do blood tests on people they pull over. And marijuana stays in your system at least 30 days. And if any THC is found, let's say you smoked a joint 30 days before, you are going to prison for the equivalent of a DWI. And that's in my stack. I'm going to cover that more coming up when the Love Police join us in the next hour. But UC Berkeley asking incoming students for DNA. UC Berkeley is adding something a little different this year to its welcome package, cotton swabs for a DNA sample out of your cheek. In the past, incoming freshmen and transfer students have received a rather typical welcome book. Yeah, a bunch of deadly vaccine shots. College of Letters and Science on the same page. But this year, the students will be asked for more. And then it goes on from there. And that integrates in with this article out of the San Francisco Chronicle. Apple won't take iPad buyers' cash. Doesn't matter if it's registered with AT&T, with your name and driver's license. It doesn't matter that you cannot pay with cash. So we see all over the world cash being phased out for the cashless society surveillance grid designed to track and control every facet of your life. Apple wants your money, just not the paper kind, as one Bay Area woman discovered recently while trying to buy an iPad. Diane Campbell, who is disabled on a fixed income, saved up enough cash for an iPad, according to ABC7 Consumer Report Michael Finney. She was about to plunk down 600 greenbacks at the Palo Alto store for a new tablet computer when she was reportedly told the store would not accept cash. Stunned, she walked away iPadless with the backpack full of cash. And again, this is, you're all criminals. Now, under, and this is globally happening simultaneously, it's concerted, orchestrated, all over the world, they are expanding the Know Your Customer. And that's in this new, quote, bank re-regulation. We're going to get Wall Street. We're going to give them even more power, more money. Like, we're going to get the insurance companies. We're going to have them write a bill to make you buy overpriced insurance from them, and they can decide what care you get and cut costs. And we're going to cut Medicare by 20-plus percent. Yes, that will... We're going to raise your taxes and cut the funding. But I'm already digressing. The point is they want to track everything you're doing. And in the new legislation, every purchase, every credit card purchase, everything you do online with online banking, every thing you purchase, the government live time in your bank account, and they're going to phase out the cash, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to phase out the cash for the little people. Banks will still deal in it for their money laundering operations, but that'll all be selectively enforced. And that's why they want to shut down online swap meets and barter systems. That's why the feds, without even passing a law last year, changed the regulations, talking about million-dollar fines for your garage sale if you don't get a license or pay your taxes. And all these new enforcers out there chasing people around, controlling every facet of their lives. The animal ID, the premises ID. I see articles every two or three days where they're setting up police checkpoints and running stings against people selling raw milk or farm fresh eggs. People that are being raided for tax reasons or permit reasons, selling watermelons and squash and peaches on the side of the road. You live in a prison. America is a giant prison. So, of course, the system is upset. Of course. And they know the American people are upset, but they've almost got their control grid in place. They've almost got their North American Union in place. They've almost got their war with Iran being a done deal. And they're so close to it right now, and they're so excited about it, but... The pressure against them is mounting faster than they thought it would, and that's why President Brzezinski panicked in that CFR televised speech and said, look, the whole world's awake to us. Our world government's in trouble. Because it is in trouble. And so they're trying to hide everything in plain view. That's why they come out and say, yeah, we're taking your baby's blood at birth for a secret database. Yeah, we're watching your kids at home with government-issued laptops. Yeah, we're training your kids to spy on you. Yeah, we're growing the opium in Afghanistan. On and on and on. They just come right out in the open now. Yeah, we're setting up a world government. Yeah, Google does work for the NSA and was set up by the CIA, NSA, and NASA, of all groups. And the entire operating system is, the basic search function is just an NSA keyword search system developed 35 years ago and upgraded. And yeah, those mobile trucks, they are NSA, Google contractors, contracting for NSA, and they are driving around tracking all of your wireless connections and everything you're doing. And yeah, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Google is watching you at home over the built-in cameras on your laptops and computers and cell phones. And yeah, we're listening to everything you're doing, and we're using keyword software for that too. See how 5 years ago Paul Watson wrote the articles off a Google press release where they admittedly are watching you in your home right now with a computer. The computer recognizes a dog barking, and then you get ads for dog food. That's how they fund the tyranny. But that's only secondary. They always fund their control grid. 8 years ago, USA Today reported scofflaws get nabbed ordering pizzas. And talked about how the big pizza companies have a private company. They get 25% of the fines and fees, knowing that when you call with a real credit card or with your real name and address, then it goes into a database, guilty until proven innocent, tracking everywhere you are, everything you're doing, slaves. And they're upset by Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others. They're upset that Spectre's been thrown out in the primary and that other establishment people are losing in Utah and everywhere else. And that's why they have this headline, conspiracist Alex Jones, Rand Paul is awesome. Now, I noticed this article this morning just said Alex Jones, Rand Paul is awesome. They've added conspiracist. I guess the article wasn't vicious enough for them. And I talked to this guy for about 20 minutes yesterday, and he said, I'm doing an article about FEMA camps in 2 weeks. I want the proof. And I laid it all out, how all of America is a giant tracking grid, how schools are basically prisons, how we have the biggest prison population in the world, 4.5 million behind bars, another 3 to 4 million in the criminal justice system, how they had top off one and top off two and other drills where they practice locking citizens down and putting us in sports stadiums, and the congressional hearings in the 80s on Rex 84 for FEMA camps for political dissidents, and the Washington Post and Houston Chronicle and Wall Street Journal in the last 5 years all reporting on the massive, you know, giant contracts to Halliburton to build FEMA camps, and the what was the other big issue? The Emergency Centers Act with permanent military-based FEMA camps for during emergencies and for political dissidents. I mean, this is all out in the open. And there's none of that in the article. It's all about Rand Paul. Now maybe he is doing an article in 2 weeks, and this is a separate Rand Paul article, but he told me, no, this is an article for 2 weeks from now. And he kept asking me, does Rand Paul believe in the FEMA camps? And I said, well, Rand Paul knows that big government always oppresses the people and that tyranny happens 99% of the time in history. Can you deny that? Mark Benjamin, and Mr. Benjamin said, no, I really can't deny that. And he didn't write that mean of an article, I've got to say. I guess that's why they changed his headline this morning to make it sound a little more vicious. But conspiracist Alex Jones, Rand Paul is awesome. So they got TV ads running in Kentucky. Like, he goes on the Alex Jones show. Look at that. He does radio interviews. Well, does that mean if he goes on CNN, he agrees with everything CNN says? Alex Jones, the radio host, who is closely identified with the Patriot movement, is thrilled with Rand Paul's Republican primary victory in Kentucky. Rand Paul is awesome, Jones told me in a telephone interview from Austin Wednesday. He is a constitutionalist. He is against the Patriot Act and the Iraq War and what's happening in Afghanistan. In Tuesday's primary, Paul crushed his GOP foe. Yeah, I saw Paul on CBS this morning. He said, we almost got 30-point lead on him. Well, the numbers I saw was 33. That was the exit polls I saw, but whatever. In Tuesday's primary, Paul crushed his GOP foe, Trey Grayson, even though Grayson had been favored by the party's establishment. When we come back, I'm going to finish this article because it's very important to analyze it and also go over my statements on the other side. And then Wayne Madsen's joining us. Then the founder of the Love Police, another great political activist organization shattering the controlled left-right paradigm from England. And then we've got a financial writer coming on. He's written a book about how to take our financial system back with state banks. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Coming up, an important article at InfoWars.com, Agenda 21 alert, immigration theater, breaking down what's really behind the open borders. But going back to this article, Alex Jones, Rand Paul is Awesome, Salon, big publication. I said, if you're an establishment Republican or Democrat, you are gone come November, Jones said. The good news is that people are coming in from both parties who have much better track records and don't have these establishment pedigrees. He also warned the media against smearing Paul. And, you know, the full quote was basically, look, you guys don't understand. The people don't trust you anymore. So when you attack somebody, that actually makes people support them more. But the quote he excised is, he also warned the media against smearing poll. The mainstream media doesn't understand. They are out of bullets. When the mainstream media wants to hurt Rand Paul, they should come out and endorse him, which, of course, they won't do. So I was mainly mocking the fellow, not in a mean way, just explaining to him the way things are. And I went on. When the establishment attacks someone, it only empowers them. Paul has appeared on Jones's show, and the host has promoted his candidacy. Jones, a fiery orator who pledges unyielding fealty to the Constitution, is riding a wave of neo-militant populism sparked by perceived, big government excesses. Oh, no, they're just talking about arresting citizens for no reason and disappearing into a black hole. They're talking about the end of free speech. Obama spent more money than all presidents before him combined. No, it's perceived. Even among his ideological kin, however, Jones nurtures a perhaps overly active predilection for conspiracies, particularly on the subject of 9-11, like six of the ten commissioners saying it's a fraud and a cover-up. You mean like that? On a recent segment of his radio show, Jones declared, "This nation is being criminally and unconstitutionally absorbed by private central banks that are looting every major country on the planet. They will destroy borders, destroy constitutions that protect private property and the right of self-defense. This is the stated goal." Jones believes the U.S. government is involved in a decades-long conspiracy to imprison political dissenters in concentration camps that will be run by FEMA. I don't believe. I pointed him directly to the Miami Herald and the hearings on the FEMA camps for political dissidents. He told me that he's never talked about FEMA camps with Paul, that I could remember. I know they are concerned about the police state. I know that they are concerned about so many of our liberties being lost, he said of Paul's campaign. They know that if you have a big, powerful government, it always turns towards oppression. But overall, a pretty fair article compared to what we usually see from the likes of Salon. But I did offer to send the guy all the documents, but he seemed to be aware of it. He knew about the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. He knew about the Emergency Centers Act. He knew about the hearings in the 80s about Rex 84. He knew about the Violent Belligerence Act. He knew about the Houston Chronicle and others reporting on the Halliburton contracts for FEMA camps for political dissenters. I mean, but he still said Alex claims or Alex thinks or Alex, no, I don't think anything. Okay, I'm stating facts here. If I get up here on air and tell you sodium fluoride doubles your chances of bone cancer, there's over 100 studies. When I say 100, I'm just throwing a number out. It's got to be 500. I mean, they've had these studies since the 30s. I mean, there's just so many studies on bone cancer doubling. It's even higher in men for some reason, but overall a doubling. And that's just one of the health effects. I mean, the stinking bags of the fluoride they put in your water supply say deadly poison on it, causes cancer, attacks all the organs. I mean, I'm reading the stinking bag, okay? It's so frustrating. But I shouldn't be frustrated. People now know that, you know, if I say the earth is round, the media is going to call it a conspiracy theory. It is not a conspiracy theory. It is fact, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fact what is going on in this society. Look at this news. Markets plunge for third day on jitters over EU economy. Global stocks plunge for the third day in a row on growing fears that Europe's financial crisis will hurt economic growth and lead to a wider market correction. I'm concerned the markets are really out of control, German finance minister Wolfgang Schnabel, am I pronouncing that right, told Financial Times of London. This is why we need really effective regulation in the sense of creating a properly functioning market mechanism. And Tarpley agrees with what Germany is doing. They've put emergency controls on derivatives and on naked shorting because the big brokerage firms and banks, the recipients of the bailout money from the crises they create, are openly looting the markets right now. They're openly in there trying to exacerbate this to consolidate power and reap giant rewards. Here's another headline. Woman's home confiscated over unpaid water bill. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We're going to Wayne Madsen here in just a moment, and then into a big news blitz coming up in the next hour while a guest joins us on a host of issues. But before I go any further, I want to thank the sponsors that make this radio show and everything else we do possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. Non-hybrid, non-GMO food, all grown right here in America except for the bananas. And they're the biggest outfit in the country, the longest continually operating, and they make their food new every month. And it lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in your attic or garage, like that's where I've got my food, where I've got room for it. And you'll never stand a bread line if you have your own bread, folks. I mean, now is the time to, ahead of this depression, have storable food. And if you end up not needing it, you can eat your investment. It's high-quality, tasty food. They've got a bunch of different important food lines. So just check it out. It's eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, banners up on InfoWars.com, or give them a call at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633 to get a free brochure. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in America. You've heard their catchy jingle that everyone around the office sings. Because a lot of people have the show on, and I can walk from office to office during breaks, from room to room, and hear basically everyone singing the jingle. But they're made in America. They got motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, a whole bunch of other great stuff. And you want to check them out at gussetclothing.com. Gusset spelled G-U-S-S-E-T. Gussetclothing.com. And these things are, you know, double sewn in the crotch, because that's where my jeans always seem to tear out when I pick up a box or something, if they're, you know, Levi's made overseas. Gussetclothing.com. They sew a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset. Gusset's got it. Others don't. All right. Now I'm going to start. I'm going to stop right there. I was at my mother's house yesterday. I dropped by. I had to drop my children off. I took my wife out to dinner. And my mother had the rebroadcast on in the house. And as I walk in the door, she's singing the Blue Diamond Gusset song. Oh, okay. I'm going to shut up. It's just, it's the most catchy jingle I've ever heard. I've got to say that. Getting into more serious subjects, I want to get into his inside investigation on what's really happening with BP. Will you guys reprint me the Kurt Nemo article? I know you did, but I can't find it, about CBS News reporting that BP contractors won't let people on public beaches to videotape the oil. I mean, this is an example of martial law and tyranny violating the press. This is Obama's open press. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the major political realignment with Spector going down, Grayson, the Republican, going down to Rand Paul, other Republican and Democrat establishment people going down. The media has framed this as if the Tea Party movement is an anti-Democrat thing. But Rick Perry, Senator Cornyn, and others were booed a year and a half ago here in Texas at Tea Parties. But the media has tried to make it a Republican issue so that so-called left feels like they're not part of the political debate, so they automatically are basically given the role of being pro-establishment when we're all in this together. So this clearly shows a realignment, and the system is panicking, and they're trying to use Rand Paul as the figurehead to destroy him. But as I told Salon yesterday, you are out of bullets in the mainstream media. If you're an establishment Republican or Democrat, you are gone come November, Jones said. The good news is that people are coming in from both parties who have much better track records as constitutionalists and don't have these establishment pedigrees. He also warned the media against smearing Paul. The mainstream media doesn't understand. They are out of bullets. When the mainstream media wants to hurt Rand Paul, they should come out and endorse him. When the establishment attacks someone, it only empowers them. So we'll talk about that and what's happening in the markets with Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. He's a D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, syndicated columnist. He's written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, Counterpunch, Online Journal, Corp Watch, Multinational Monitor, News Leader, The Times, The American Conservative. His columns have appeared in the Miami Herald, Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer. It goes Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He wrote The Handbook of Personal Data Protection, acclaimed reference book on international data law, genocide and covert operations in Africa. It just goes on and on. He's a regular contributor to ABC, NBC, Russia Today, Al Jazeera, CNN. He's been invited to testify as a witness before the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.N. Criminal Tribunal, and, of course, he worked with the NSA and a bunch of other federal agencies, the Naval Data Automated Command, Department of State. So we've got him on for the next 25 minutes to go over all these subjects. Wayne Madsen, what do you want to get into first of the subjects I mentioned that you've been reporting on? What do you think is most important?
Well, I normally cover, you know, inside the Beltway, Alex, but actually this week I'm in Chicago because there's just a lot of stories about our current president and his, for lack of a better term, his cronies that have just gone unreported by the Chicago papers, which are basically been decimated with Sam Zell basically destroying the Chicago Trib and the Sun-Times not in very good shape. And so I'm going to be intermittently now in Chicago from time to time to basically help pick up the slack that the few investigative journalists in this city can't get to a lot of these stories. So I'm going to give them a hand. And just in a few days I've been here, all I can say is the person who's in the White House who we all see is not the person who is the president, believe you me.
Well, I mean, weathermen, corrupt poverty pimps, slumlords, mafia, break down your research of Barack Obama. I mean, if this has got you out of D.C., in Chicago, we know this is big news. What are you ferreting out on Obama?
Well, let's just start with the Blagojevich trial. It's very clear that Blagojevich, like many of his predecessors as governors of Illinois, there's been many who have been indicted and many have gone to jail. Otto Kerner and Walker and even Blagojevich's predecessor, Republican George Ryan. But when we look at this case against Blagojevich, what we have is Patrick Fitzgerald, who's a dirty U.S. prosecuting attorney here in Illinois, cutting a deal with people like Rahm Emanuel and Obama, put the attention on Blagojevich, only concentrate on certain segments of wiretapped information. Don't listen to the other 500 hours of wiretaps that would implicate Mr. Obama, Mr. Emanuel, and others, including Alex Stianulis, who's running for the U.S. Senate, Obama's good buddy, whose bank, Broadway Bank, failed, and Broadway Bank made one of the initial loan to Resco. We know that Resco put up the money for Obama to buy this $500,000 home in Hyde Park near the University of Chicago, which is not a bad section, by the way, of the South Side. So what we have is Resco being indicted, Blagojevich being indicted, and it's very clear to me that those indictments should have also been served to Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, and potentially an individual who voluntarily gave up her law license rather than face a major civil suit. The records of the Supreme Court of Illinois, the disciplinary board, have been sealed, and the person who voluntarily gave up her law license was Michelle Obama, the First Lady.
You just made me have a double take there. Did you say Rahm Emanuel and Obama, you believe, have been served secret indictments?
No, they should be. They should be. But the concentration, of course, by Fitzgerald, who was kept on, Bush's U.S. attorney, has been on Blagojevich, Resco, and the fair game, when in fact there should be, if we had a decent U.S. attorney here in Northern Illinois who was really interested in going after corruption, we would actually, if it was an honest U.S. attorney, we would have had indictments issued against Obama, Rahm Emanuel, and Valerie Jarrett, who's his policy advisor, and a number of the other cronies, probably including the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan. All these people who are Obama's friends and cronies. And I should add that one of them, of course, is Elena Kagan, who now has been nominated for the Supreme Court.
Did they choose Obama not just because he's good-looking and can read off a teleprompter well, but because he's so compromised with all of these mafia connections?
Well, he's totally blackmailed. We can look at his history. You know, 10 years ago, Obama didn't have $10 in his pocket to put gas in his gas tank of his car. By the way, he had this car. It was sold on eBay. Apparently, it only had 22,000 miles on it. But even at 22,000 miles, apparently the tires were so beat up. I have to imagine this guy was peeling rubber on the streets of Chicago and running around town. But, you know, here's a guy who's, he and his wife were being harassed by creditors, credit card collection agencies. And, you know, they had three salaries. His is Illinois State Senator. His is a part-time professor at the University of Chicago. And her salary, and yet they couldn't make ends meet. I mean, if he couldn't pay his own bills then, maybe that's why he can't pay the country's bills today.
Well, he's admitted to drug use, and there's a lot of evidence that he used a lot of hard drugs. Maybe that's why he didn't have money.
Right, and also there are reports of other extracurricular activities he engaged in here.
Well, Wayne, you've always got some of the best sources out there, and it would be a big blackmail tool. But, I mean, is there credible evidence you're starting to run into that he is bisexual?
Yes, it's known here in Chicago. It's known among members of the African-American community. Let's just say, I mean, where was the media? Unfortunately, the Chicago media couldn't go very far on this because of what's happened to the many of the reporters at the Chicago Tribune have been laid off because of this slumlord, real estate tycoon, Sam Zell. And of course, the Chicago Sun-Times basically up for grabs. They've gone through a huge, reduction in staff.
So you're there on this story. Shifting gears again, what's the word in Washington on Elena Kagan? Is she just somebody they're throwing out there with no judicial experience, who's anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment, knowing that she'll just take all the fire, and then who they really want will come in after her? Or do you think they're really this arrogant to try to put her in?
No, is it because you see who they're lining up? They're lining up all the judicial experts and Bar Association cronies are all saying, oh, she's so wonderful. I think she's going to get in. But see, Lyndon Johnson put Abe Fortas on the court, but he had to finally step down because he got implicated in all kinds of scandals and crony deals.
And she's involved. She's involved with Goldman Sachs up to her eyebrows.
Yeah, but see, they know that today you can't get rid of somebody on the court like they did Abe Fortas, because once they're there now, you know, you could get them for evidence of being an axe murderer, and it would probably take it would probably be impossible to get them off the court.
Now, the media needs to go ahead and bring out the fact that she is a lesbian so that they can't use that against her for blackmail later. I mean, isn't it important for her to come out with her sexuality? I mean, how controlled is the media that only CBS News has reported on this?
Yeah, I mean, the media is totally controlled. And, you know, the people in the legal community who are coming to her defense and praising her, look, this is part of the whole inside of D.C. Mentality. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. And obviously this is what was going on here in Chicago with her here. She was associated with the city for many years with the University of Chicago. She clerked for Abner McVinn, and, you know, this U.S. judge, as far as they're concerned here, walks on water. So, you know, if he says she's good, you know, everybody falls into place.
Okay, let's look at the economy. In free fall, markets down worldwide, the euro in danger of collapsing. What's your research on where this is going?
Well, I think we're seeing a meltdown. Certainly, you know, we saw what happened in Thailand, where there was a Tiananmen Square style massacre of the farmers who came in, who were very upset about what's going on in that country with more money going to the elite. My prediction there is Thailand will now be engaged in a full-scale civil war with the have-nots going after the haves, especially in the smaller cities and in the rural areas. Greece, they're marching on the parliament today. They, again, are trying to take it over with the deals worked out with Spain and Portugal, and there was an attempt to storm the Irish parliament a few weeks ago. Iceland, the people there are not going to pay for the. I think people just had. Now we hear Sarkozy threatening to pull out of the euro. Merkel banning naked short selling in Germany. I think maybe some of these leaders are starting to hear the message. They should have heard it earlier on, but I think they're worried. I think the reason they're taking these actions is they're very worried about what they're seeing on the streets. You know, shopping malls going up in flames in Bangkok, banks being bombed in Athens, people marching.
Banks being bombed in Canada. Banks being firebombed in Canada.
Right, right. And now we see the Gulf of Mexico turning into a dead zone, and I just wonder how long it's going to take for people to reach that level of frustration here. I would note that the more people filed for unemployment last month than previously, so Obama's about the unemployment coming down is merely rhetoric and not even true.
Well, going back to domestic developments, and we're going to come back and talk about your research and the story you've got out about BP and the admitted cover-up there. I mean, every day they admit it was worse than what they had originally said, and they knowingly lied. But Rand Paul winning the primary in Kentucky by 30-plus points, the Republican incumbent losing in the primary in Utah, Spector going down, Zbigniew Brzezinski coming out on video and saying the world has never been this awake to our world government. We are in trouble, to the CFR. I mean, they are not invincible, are they?
No, and I think what they're seeing, as I said, you know, when people are getting, thousands, tens of thousands of people hit the streets, go on general strikes, we're seeing it all over Europe and Asia. We remember the food riots a few years ago popping up in places like Haiti and in Africa. We may see that happen again. But this is something where the have-nots, and there's increasingly more have-nots than there are the elite haves. And I think they're worried, and they have good reason to be worried. And with the Gulf Coast being decimated as it was, and they were just coming back from Katrina, they would, you know, never get back to where they were. And now this happens, and we find out that the White House, the Coast Guard, Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security that controls the Coast Guard, are engaged in this massive cover-up and providing cover for BP. And I have a story out today. There's BP expanded its refinery down here on Lake Michigan in Hammond, Indiana. They made promises to offset increased pollution in the lake. They would take certain steps to fund pollution mitigation for other plants on Lake Michigan. They never did this. And Lisa Jackson, who's Obama's EPA administrator, has done nothing to hold BP's feet to the fire. What I'm told here is that what this plan...
Well, stay there. We got a break. Come back and tell us on the other side and a lot more with Wayne Madsen.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Okay, Wayne, you got cut off by that break. Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com, investigative journalist. You were getting down to the bottom line with what's happening with BP.
They've got this plant that they've expanded on Lake Michigan that's processing heavy Canadian crude. They have reneged on all the promises they made to the court when the environmental groups up here sued BP. The courts, of course, like many, were found in their favor, but said they promised they would take mitigating, they would do this mitigation to prevent their increased pollution from having an effect on Lake Michigan. But what I'm told here is that this Hammond refinery is an accident waiting to happen. They have a record of safety violations, environmental violations, and at what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico today could easily happen to Lake Michigan. Affect all, not only the city of Chicago, but all the other cities and towns on Lake Michigan. And the Obama administration has done nothing. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson has done nothing to hold BP's feet to the fire, just like we're seeing them provide cover for them in the Gulf. And I would note that when this issue came up with the expansion of the refinery in Hammond, Indiana, BP was caught. Well, they were taking full-page ads out in papers defending its position, defending the plant, defending its request for a permit to expand the plant. But it was also found out they were paying Internet bloggers to go out and trash anybody who criticized this expansion of the plant. And I would note that that's going on right now with people who are reporting, including myself, people who are reporting what the government's covering up in the Gulf of Mexico. BP is paying Internet bloggers and their sponsoring website to attack any information that runs counter to their PR department.
Well, that was my next point, is have you seen the CBS News piece that's up on Infowars.com?
I have, and this is no, because what I reported is the Coast Guard is part of the problem. You know, it's part of the Homeland Security Department under Napolitano. The Coast Guard is basically covering for BP on orders of Napolitano, but this is really irritating people that I'm hearing from with the Army Corps of Engineers. And believe it or not, FEMA comes out smelling like a rose here. FEMA's really upset that what they're seeing with NOAA and the Coast Guard and the EPA covering up for what they've seen as a huge disaster. And
well, for those that just joined us, all over the Gulf Coast, if anybody tries to go up, including CBS News, with video cameras on public beaches to show the oil, armed men come up and say, get out of here. I mean, this is not America. And going back 3 years ago, a few years after Katrina, Greg Palast of the BBC was working for ABC on the story. He went and showed one of these FEMA facilities that was holding people, in these trailers of these emergency communities. And Palast tried to videotape that was right next to a chemical dump, and they put out an arrest warrant for him that got retracted for terrorism, for violating national infrastructure security. So if we're wondering where the government's going under the Patriot Act, they are using it to cover up real environmental problems.
Hey, you know, in that CBS video, that footage, the two Coast Guard guys tell CBS, the CBS crew, we're following BP rules here. We're under BP. Well, since when did the Coast Guard take orders from BP? I thought it was the other way around. So I think this is further proof of what's happening with corporate fascism in this country.
It's incredible. I mean, all over the nation, you'll try to videotape, a police car from 100 yards away, and they'll come over and say, turn your camera off and arrest you. Or you try to show what BP's doing, you know, they threaten to arrest you. I mean, it's just no First Amendment. And you got Kagan, who openly says she doesn't believe in the First Amendment. And they're like, oh, great, another Goldman Sachs crook. This is who we need as the new Supreme Court justice. I mean, this is tyranny on every front. I want to hit a few other issues with Wayne Madsen on other big stories he's working on in the next 5 minutes. And we have another guest joining us who's fighting the New World Order toe-to-toe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.